from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You are listening to the Fly the W670 podcast. Crowley, it's a Matt Mervis miracle. Let's find out how the Cubs sit right now in a division that they could be doing much better in, because this division right now, Crowley, is not very good.
Well, Dustin, I mean, the frustrating thing about this is, as bad as the Cubs have been, the whole NL Central has been struggling. And that's what's driving you nuts right now, is because this was an opportunity to make up some ground here, right?
And right. So the Cardinals just got crushed. They just got crushed at home by the Angels.
And
swept.
And Tampa Bay absolutely crushing on Pittsburgh. So if you take a look there, St. Louis, this is gleeful for me. The only thing, this is 10-22. They're on a 6-game losing streak. They are 1-9 in their last 10. So I guess it could always be worse. But Cincinnati is in fourth place. They are 13-18, 3.5 back. They're 6-4 in their last 10. But the Cubs are now one game under 500 of 15-16, 1.5 games back. And then Milwaukee stays at second at 18-12, and Pittsburgh at 20-12. But Pittsburgh's on a 4-game losing streak. Milwaukee's on a 3-game losing streak. And the Cubs are on a 3-game losing streak. So you could have been essentially tied with the Brewers if you just would have done your job against Washington, but you didn't.
If. That's a lot of ifs for the Cubs, Crowley, right now. Lots of ifs.
Absolutely awful. So no good on that there. And so it really was one of those things where there has been tons of injuries and rosters. We'll start with 5-2 on was it Monday? Ryan Borucki was designated.
Tuesday.
Sorry. He's designated for assignment because you need to call up Miguel Amaya. Borucki was the left-handed bullpen arm to replace Brandon Hughes, who went on the IL. But once Yan Gomes took that backswing to the head, Amaya, who at one time was looking to be the heir apparent to Wilson Contreras, gets tapped. Now, with Amaya, he was named to the Futures game in 2018 and 2019. The future's looking bright for this kid. Then pandemic shuts everything down in 2020, no minor league season. He has a forearm strain. It's going to lead to Tommy John surgery in 2021. He's played in just 63 games, only 12 of them behind the plate in the past 3 years. And that, I mean, 12 games behind home
plate. So he's got fresh legs, Crowley. He's got fresh legs for a catcher.
This is the thing that scared me, is you just didn't have catching depth if something happened to one of the two guys. That's one of the things. They wanted to see Amaya in the Arizona Fall League, but he had a fracture in his left foot. So he's back, and so, you know, good to see. On Wednesday, Luis Torrens was traded to the Baltimore Orioles for a cash consideration, and Yan Gomes was placed on the 7-day concussion injured list, retro to 5-2. He's eligible to return 5-9. Javier Assad was recalled from AAA. But this is the one I don't get, right? We talked about why Torrens was on the roster with two older catchers. But now that he one of them's concussed, why would you trade him for money? It doesn't. I don't get it. I really don't.
Well, they must believe in what Amaya's doing down there. That's why. And he looked okay today.
I'm just telling you. Then what was the purpose of having him this whole time when you could have had someone else?
I don't disagree.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't disagree, right? It's a good question. Listen, we've got Carter Hawkins on with Mully and Haw on Wednesday, and maybe that's something we can get to.
Please ask him why Luis Torrens had to have a roster spot, but then the second you actually needed a backup catcher, you didn't want him. That illogical to me. The entire month, people wanted Torrens cut, and now you need him and you don't want him. So okay. And then today, Jameson Taillon was activated on a 15-day injured list. Pitcher Jeremiah Estrada was optioned to AAA. And I guess this was part of the reason, Dustin, why I was so negative about Mervis or Morel being called up. I just don't see Ross using these guys. What was the point of having Estrada up? He played in three games. He did mop-up duty on 421 on that 13-0 victory. His next game, he put out the fire that Caleb Killian started in that start. He came in and he shut things down and had a pretty good outing. He went 1.2 innings of work, 2 hits, 2 Ks, 1 walk. It was intentional. You know, he gave up a single that led to a run being scored. But his last outing was on Tuesday when he pitched 1 inning in the 8th with the Cubs losing 4-1 after Keegan Thompson gave up 3 runs. He didn't give up a run. He gave up a hit, a walk, and he struck out 1. So, I mean, I didn't feel like I got to see what Jeremiah Estrada had at this level. And it's not
the
like
only thing I have. The only thing I can figure, Crowley, is that he's got more options than other guys, and maybe it's an options numbers game. Maybe that's all it is.
I get that 100%, Dustin. I get the options game. What I don't get is when he was up here, why didn't you see what you had?
Right. I thought he should have been given an opportunity. I guess the other problem is since he's been up, they really haven't had a chance to give him a ninth inning, right?
They've had plenty of chances. They've had this whole last week.
No, but I'm saying where they had a lead in the ninth inning where they could have given him a save opportunity I'm saying.
I hear you, but every one of these games, I told you, Dustin, 5 out of the 6 losses were by 1 run.
All tight games.
Yep. So, but, you know, you right. could have had him.
But they weren't given up in the ninth inning. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe. Again, another good question for this week. We've got Hawkins and we've got Tommy Haas to be back. So
all I'm
maybe,
ask you,
maybe
Dustin,
that's something we can ask Tommy.
You may have a call from.
Remind the 630. Me. Text me these questions, okay?
You're gonna have a call from the 630 area while Carter Hawkins is on the air. Just patch me through. I got some questions I got to ask.
okay.
Kyle Hendricks made a second minor league rehab outing. I was watching the game. It was right before the Cubs game, so I knew he was going to be in for only a couple innings. So I watched it. You know, he's building up. He built up to 62 pitches. He allowed 4 earned runs in 2 2/3 innings. He looked really good in the first, looked like vintage Hendricks. But then in the second, he kind of got some bad calls and you know, a couple pitches that weren't that great. He gave up a grand slam. But he issued 3 walks. He struck out 3. But I liked what I saw from Kyle Hendricks. Again, going to take a little time. Hopefully everybody will be patient. I know that's not everybody's strong suit. But, you know, who doesn't have to be patient anymore is Matt Mervis. The big news breaking today. And, Dustin, I found it hilarious. Hilarious that the news breaks, like, right after the 3-run home run and the Cubs are absolutely tanking. And all of a sudden, Matt Mervis is called up. So,
well, I thought that might be the spark, right? I thought this dead-ass team, that might be the spark if the news was traveling inside of the dugout that Mervis was getting called back up. All right, so Mervis comes back up. Who's getting sent down tomorrow? Who's getting sent down in the subsequent move?
That's the question, because somebody's going to have to go down. And I mean, so you have... We talked about the third baseman, the lefty, who absolutely, Edwin Rios, who has options. So he has.
That's
options.
My guy. That's my guy. That's who I think is going down.
I'm trying to figure out the third base, first base stuff. How many third base, first base guys do you need on this team? It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, they're 2 third basemen right now are Patrick Wisdom and, I guess, Madrigal.
Okay, so you're going to go with those two, and you're going to let go of Rios, and you're going to keep Hosmer.
I think you have to do that because Hosmer had other options, and it would be bad on the organization to just let him go after he picked the Cubs. I think they're kind of stuck. I think they're kind of stuck right now, unless they can convince him of some kind of little funky injury, right? Like he's got a tight butt cheek muscle, he's got a sore shoulder, something like that. Because I don't want to see Mash Mervis, you know, rotting on the bench. Hosmer can rot on the bench, not Matt Mervis.
I'm just telling you, Dustin, I don't want to see anybody rotting on the bench because there's no need to. You need all hands on deck. This team is a lot better than, I know everyone's frustrated, and they've lost a lot of close games. But these games might not have been as close if you had better players on your roster.
Or if they were used, or if they were used potentially at the better time, right?
Right. And so Mervis has just been amazing. Jordan Bastian has a tweet, and it talks about how in 2022, we talked about it, 984 OPS, 36 home runs, 40 doubles, 119 RBIs, and his ball and strike rate improved every level for high A to triple A. That is rare, Dustin. Most of the time when you move up a level, you kind of take a little bit of step back. He improved every time his walk to strikeout rate. In 23, this year, with the iCubs, 962 OPS, 6 home runs, 19 Ks, 18 walks, 24 games. I mean, this guy's ready to play. I don't know what was promised to Eric Hosmer, but you know what? Eric Hosmer's made a lot of money, and I hope that they would be honest. Like, hey, we're going to give you a shot. If you're playing really well, then don't worry about it. But if you're struggling, we got this kid, and you don't owe him anything other than the paycheck, and that's 720 grand. That's nothing. So I am of the mindset of, no, I mean, I don't want these guys up here. I'm just trying to figure out. I feel like they're just not putting the pieces of the puzzle together correctly. That's going to be
the next fun thing to take a look at. All right, Crowley, the Fish are in town, as you know. Friday, we're going to have the Mervis debut, potentially. Justin Steele throws. On Saturday, Drew Smyly, who's been fantastic, is throwing. And then on Sunday, our guy Hayden Wesnaski, and he's out there on Sunday. All right, first question, Crowley. Are you going to the game tomorrow somehow?
I wish. No, I cannot make the game. I am going to a private event for the Kerry Wood Foundation at Gallagher Way to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the 20K game, if you can imagine that long ago.
When is that, Crowley?
That is Friday night, so I will have plenty to report. And then Saturday is the first bobblehead giveaway of the year, Ferguson Jenkins statue bobblehead.
You'll be there for that.
So I will be going, and it is my daughter's birthday game, so I'm very excited for that. And I've seen a lot of Drew Smyly lately, but he hasn't disappointed, so I'm excited about that. So it's, I think all in all, it's, you know, I'm hoping that the event is going to be a lot. I'm sure the event's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm sure the bobblehead's going to look great. And I'm just hoping that the Cubs can really bounce back this series.
All right, Crowley, prediction time. You go first.
I'm going to go with the Cubs taking 2 of 3. I like Justin Steele and I like Drew Smyly. I don't like the Wesnaski versus Sandy Alcantara matchup, even though Alcantara hasn't looked himself. I'm hoping that some home cooking and a little mash Mervis gets these Cubs fired up.
Crowley, I think you're right on it as usual. I am agreeing with you 100%. Cubs take 2 of 3. So that's a wrap. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. Follow us on the socials, Fly the W on Facebook, Fly the W670 on Instagram as well. Email us, flythew670@gmail.com. Watch us on YouTube by subscribing to the 670 The Score YouTube channel. Crowley, have a great weekend. Happy birthday to your daughter, and good luck getting that bobblehead.
Hey, I'll get that bobblehead. Don't you worry about me. Now let's get some W's. Go Cubs!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.